time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Welcome back to Hilton Coliseum here in Ames, Iowa. We're in double overtime. BYU prevails 88-85. This game was almost indescribable, but we did our best to describe it for Cougar Nation out there tonight. Kevin Young joining us now, BYU head coach on the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Coach Young, how do you put into words what we witnessed here tonight?
Man, just toughness. Honestly, that's the biggest thing that comes to mind. You know, composure. It just felt like, you know, we were just giving it to them, you know, after having that big lead, and they ratcheted that pressure up, and our guys were having a hard time with it. But, you know, nobody ever, you know, lost confidence. No one ever got too rattled. We just kept making play after play. We had to rely on, you know, our defense, but they made huge plays too. So just an incredible game. So much respect for TJ and his team and the way he gets those – how hard he gets those guys to play. And, I mean, just the hand strength and quickness of those guys, man, was something else. But our guys just didn't relent.
Yeah, it was a special night of just basketball. I thought it was amazing to watch that. And you go back a long time, because it is a long time ago at the start of this game. I don't think you get a field goal for the first 5 minutes, but then you seem to really figure things out. What were some adjustments? And then you got the train rolling again, and you're hitting, you score 88 points in this game. I know double overtime, but what were some adjustments, things that had to happen for you guys to start to put some points on the board?
Well, it was frustrating to start the game because everything that we told our players was going to happen, and our guy. But look, that's what good teams do. They have an identity. We try to get ahead of it the best that we could. Our guys had to kind of figure it out, you know, on their own. And I thought once they did, you know, we really limited our turnovers quite a bit until that onslaught just kind of started. And, you know, whether we let our foot off the gas or whatever the case may be, you know, we found a way. But in terms of that, the actual question that you asked me, I just thought it was our guys just kind of settled down, took a couple deep breaths. We figured out, you know, how to use their aggression against them, and that was the difference of how we were able to push it out.
Let's get to our Ryan Valuation valuable stat of the game a little early, but it's brought to you by Ryan Valuation, whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes. When your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. I love the fact that BYU won this game in large part at the free throw line. 81% is a great number. You needed every point. You were 25 of 31. But Cable was otherworldly tonight with his rebounds. And I'm going to go to that for the valuable stat. Career high tying, 15 rebounds, and 60% of his rebounds came on the offensive end. He had more offensive rebounds than Iowa State's team tonight, 9-6.
Yeah, and just some of the ones he had, it looked like he was jumping off of a trampoline to go get him. It was insane. I mean, I looked at Trey and Dallin, and I was like, man, that was incredible. So he's just such a gifted athlete, and you know, he has this switch sometimes where it goes off, and he can take things to another level. And you know, tonight he definitely did that and really helped us.
Okay, you just mentioned Trey and Dallin and trampoline, so I got to ask about Trey lobbing it up to Dallin, who jumped off a trampoline for an alley-oop tonight.
Yeah, that was amazing. It was funny. We were in the coach's locker room just now, and some of the guys, man, I didn't know Dallin had that in him, but everybody, he had a new pair of Kobe's on.
He did have
it. So we thought the camo Kobe's helped him jump off the springboard, but that was a really fun play for our guys to really enjoy that.
Another play that comes to mind, you talked about Kaba, but that chase down block, I got text from my brother Devin, said it's the best block he's ever seen. Russ Larson said it was kind of his Tyler Algier moment, chase down. And that was a huge moment in the game, too. And Kaba goes and makes one of the best defensive plays I've ever seen.
Yeah, that had shades of LeBron, chase down block in the finals for sure.
Yeah.
Loved the Tyler Algier reference, too. That was great. But now he never gives up on plays. I think that's the attitude our team has really, you know, adopted, I think. And I told the guys this morning or maybe yesterday, but I think, you know, we had a little situation in Orlando at halftime in the locker room where enough was enough in terms of teams punking us, pushing us, not letting us hold space, taking the ball from us. And I think since that moment, you know, we've grown a ton in that area. And I think we're really imposing our will on teams now, whereas up until that point, I felt like that wasn't the case. And, again, credit to what they did in the second half. It just felt like if we could just get a shot, we were going to win the game. So they made it obviously extremely challenging for us. But, you know, I think our group's really grown, and we clearly have more room to grow in that area. But to be able to gut one out in this place, I don't know what their home record is or all that stuff, but I'm sure it's pretty impressive.
Well, they were 33 and one of their last 34, so they had that going for them.
Yeah, I mean, that's incredible.
They were 18-0 here at home last year. One home loss this year, the K-State game where they got them, and that was it, or over 2 years. It just is hard to do. We'll take a break. We'll come back with some concluding comments with Coach Kevin Young on the BYU Creamery Cougar Post Game Coaches Show from Hilton on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Post Game Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU 88, Iowa State 85 in double overtime. Coach Kevin Young picks up his first overtime win as head coach of the Cougs. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Post Game Coaches Show. Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu, serving sweet memories for 75 years. And this memory is going to last a while. A couple of numbers of note, Coach. Richie Saunders played 47 minutes and 7 seconds for you tonight.
Yeah, I looked at that when I was looking at this stat sheet afterwards. That's crazy. Yeah, he's going to be tired tonight for sure. But if there's a guy that's up for it, it's definitely him. I mean, he was it's just really hard to get him off the floor in close games because he, you know, he has such a will about him. And, you know, he was able to, you know, but also let's talk about just, I mean, the guy's getting it done in crunch time. You know, a lot of games now where we try to find ways to get him in space to get to the basket in crunch time. And, you know, kudos to him for being able to do it and to the guys for executing. I know he wish he had that last layup back that he missed. I mean, that would have kind of iced it. But he's just such a competitor, man, and he just has a will about him that is just amazing.
Made the game-winning free throws at Arizona and then simply made every free throw tonight. 13 for 13 at the line for Rich.
Yeah, in a place where you probably couldn't even hear the ball bounce when he's at the free throw line. It was so loud. But, you know, he's made the right stuff, man. Just happy for him. And how about Dallin?
Oh, shout out God. To DH, 22, I mean, which is a season high. And he played 32-plus, made 4 big threes for you.
Yeah, I mean, he was doing it on one leg, you know, cramping up. And, you know, he just looked incredibly exhausted. But, you know, the one he hit right here kind of in front of us off the bounce, he just kind of – it's all he could do was just get a shot, and it went in. But his will was impressive, man. He you know, he came through in a major way for us.
What I love about this team is a guy like Foose the other night could have such a big night, and it was just a different matchup tonight. You put in Mihailo. I thought he had a huge little jumper at the end there, mm-hmm. and played well, gave you a different look, and which I think you needed. But it must be nice to have so many weapons, depending on who you're playing, what they're trying to do to counteract that.
It is, and I think it's I think it really speaks to the maturity of our team, you know, to be able to withstand that, you know, if you're a player. You know, it's not easy. And I even went back with Foose late, you know, after sitting him for a while. But that is the beauty of this team, you know. Teams that pressure us, you know, Mihai gives us a little bit more of a skilled five out there that can space the floor. And but again, I'm just really proud of our guys to just being able to and Trevin too, you know. It was more of a multiple ball handler game than it was a shooter's game. And, you know, he trusts what we're doing. He just wants to win. They all just want to win.
Five guys had five or more rebounds for you tonight, led by Kaba's career high tying 15. All right, so with this result, you've locked up a top four finish in one of the best basketball conferences in the country. You know that you're giving your team an extra day of rest in Kansas City now. You'll open play next Thursday. That much is sure. Your seed could be a 4, a 3, or a 2 still in the conference tournament. A lot left to decide. But as for tonight, this was a kind of a winner-take-all game in that respect, and you got the job done.
Yeah, we did. It was you know, it's funny. I didn't even utter any of those words to our players. You know, our players are so focused on what they have to do that in terms of the task in front of them. That's kind of been the mantra of this group. We just literally take it day by day. Film session, practice, shoot around, game, whatever it is. We just look at whatever's in front of us and we try to go knock that out of the park. And these guys did that. And when you have that kind of mindset and you're able to, as I say, stack all these days up, you know, good stuff like that happens where you are able to get, you know, a fortuitous position relative to the Big 12 tournament, and, you know, happy for our guys.
Coach, I'm not a creeper, but I like to watch you, and you just look like you're having fun, and what a thrill it must be to coach these guys in these types of environments and have success. Are you having as much fun out there as it looks like?
It is fun, man. It's I just told the post-game media the similar sentiment. When I was an NBA coach for many years, every time March rolled around, I would just think, man, it's probably so fun to coach college basketball in March. You know, every game is huge, and there's so much at stake. And so now to be a part of it, you know, in a game like this, which was kind of probably an all-time type game, and then to gear up for what we have coming, it is super fun. You know, it gets the competitive juices going, and just happy we have such a great group of young men to do it with.
Now you get a senior night back at the Marriott Center, sold-out building against Utah on Saturday night.
Yeah, that'll be fun, man. That Marriott Center's been just rocking all year. And you know, Utah's in a bit of a situation with the coaching change. So those guys will be coming in playing with house money, and obviously will want to, you know, beat BYU. But we, you know, we kind of owe them one after letting one get away from us up there. It'll be a super fun night to celebrate guys who've done a lot for this program.
Well, a lot to celebrate tonight, and there'll be a lot of sleepy guys on the plane here in a little bit, but happy guys for sure. Coach, congrats again on the victory, and keeping things rolling. It's 7 wins in a row now in this conference, which is just so hard to do, and more work to be done, but we're excited to watch you and the guys go about it. Thanks again.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks, Thank
Coach.
You.
All right, that is Coach Kevin Young.